AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Biden administration is trying to make space for holding immigrant teenagers. There's been a big increase in border crossings. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The AP has learned the administration plans to use Dallas's downtown convention center to hold up to 3,000 immigrant teens. The Health and Human Services Department's been rushing to open facilities to house kids otherwise held by the Border Patrol, which is generally only supposed to keep them no more than 3 days. It's been holding them longer because there's next to no space in the HHS system. A GOP congressional delegation led by top House Republican Kevin McCarthy visited the border today and blasted the Biden administration for a border surge.
What's happening right now is beyond a crisis.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the focus should be on solutions, not labels.
We recognize this is a problem. We're focused on addressing it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden and Vice President Harris will be on the road this week promoting the coronavirus relief bill passed by Congress.
Help is here and hope is here. In real and tangible ways.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the numbers of coronavirus cases are dropping, but more people are traveling. The weather is getting warmer in many places. This is not the time to let up.
Cases climbed last spring. They climbed again in the summer. They will climb now if we stop taking precautions when we continue to get more and more people vaccinated.
Two men made brief court appearances from jail via video conference, charged with assaulting Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick with bear spray during the January riot. They don't know yet whether it caused the officer's death. The lawyer for the former Minneapolis police officer charged in George Floyd's death wants to delay the trial, saying the announcement of a settlement for Floyd's family could make a fair trial impossible. The Dow up 174 points. This is AP News. Experts advise travelers to prepare for a different experience this year.
Traveling is one of the many things that's been transformed by COVID-19.
While we always research before we go on a trip, there's a lot of research that still needs to happen for vacations in 2021.
AAA spokeswoman Jeanette McGee.
Do your research before you get in the car to understand what's expected of you depending on where you're going. You know, is a COVID test required? Do you need to wear your mask? Are restaurants and hotels open at full capacity?
And a good tip if you're flying.
Not all air amenities are available, so there may not be beverage or food service. So those are things, again, you're going to want to check into before you get on a flight.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Remember going out to the movies? It's a pandemic year and the Oscar nominations are out.
God's punishing you.
Leading with 10 nominations is a Hollywood-centered movie, Mank. Nominations went to two female filmmakers for the first time. The Oscars will be handed out next month. Ed Donahue, AP News.